And the cloud denoted the presence of God. was a burning fire. You understand? Then in that, he's taken on to the cross. What'd you say that for? Well, when the children of Israel went through the Red Sea, they sat a carnal communication in the flood. But the same God, when he hovered over Mount Sinai, you see here, there's a dizzy taking form. So he did take off a taking form. Is that right? You understand that now? Now then, if this is not real, come from the Spirit, and took on far here, taking form. Now then, if matter itself, or the creation of the earth, you understand that? It has got to come without shape and form. And you have it in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. Is that right? It's without a shape. Darkness covered with us to the radiant. Is that right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. Then if the invisible is understood by the visible, see, then if the visible didn't have no shape and form, the reason why it didn't have none was at all. So the invisible is seen and understood by the visible. So then the visible must be produced without shape and form first. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then God shaped and formed out of that chaos or that conglomerated mass. Is that right? The vegetable and the animal didn't. Everything, is that right? Just like our pure spirit says, taking on shape and form, then copying his copy set here in the angels. You understand? They're incorporeal. We call this a super incorporeal in order that you might call that properly. Now, you see that now? Now, all of this promise. This part was a consuming fire in the eyes of the Spirit of Israel. Then if the cloud is noted, Spirit is God, and God is a consuming fire. You understand? Then the creation is coming in. You understand? The physical creation is coming in from Spirit. You understand? Incorporation and materialization is coming from Spirit. Why? Because that's the source. This is things. That is the destiny and which is just reached. And through that accomplish everything that God has prescribed or predicted or said it was done to that. We call that the purpose of God. Is that right? You understand? Now you see what I was explaining to you? Now in the 24th chapter of Exodus, you find it about the cloud, you find more about the children of Israel going around and they're going to be very bad at that. Nobody got an excuse. This one? And you see it coming in and you burn the cloud. The wrath of God. If it can come in, that is, then it will go out. It's not the word. It will be a psalm. 될 것 같아요. 저는 왜? 그러니까 그 이유를 못해요. 그래서 그는 저한테 내는 이렇게 얘기해요. 허행을
Now, you see, now, that's just one of the things that I want you to do. Now when Adam sinned, that's the human God in me. God told him to pay the need of the food that tree, you surely die. You know that? Now the third time we hear him, God said, what happened? God is conscious. He doesn't do it. Now the proof that he did it, the verse. What are you running for?
But there were far greater angels in power and might.
fucking angels, than the man. They were created that way. High form of creation. And I showed you that that angel was incarnated in man. Satan. Is that right? Angels was incarnated in the pocket of the sense of pure God of life. Is that right? You understand? Now that sin that he committed, you understand? In his soul, he caused his mind to be afraid, or harmed, or guilty, and not innocent. And the soul of sin is still got. Now there are some cases wherein that the whole of the man is called a soul. And God too has been referred to as the oversoul, universal oversoul. Now in modern philosophical psychology, I didn't get the psychoanalysis. And I was finished this thing. Yes, that's right. Now they stand at the wisest and the smartest people in the world. You understand? Because I'm thinking divine, not just one piece of paper, divine, philosophical, psychoanalyze you. They say man is composed. God, I'm going to have to remind of your mark here. The man is composed of a universal, universal mind. See? See that? And that universal is joined to the subconscious. Subconscious mind.
Well, I'm asking that right now.
And the thing that makes me after it is because I'm trying to show you the difference. And the person that is talking about it being one and God being mine, you understand, or spirit being mine, you understand, they're mistaken. They're not able to make that hand breath. Distinction between soul and spirit, and the mind and the spirit, these things that you're dividing up here. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, let me get to the step here. Now, that God is a universal mind. See? And the universal mind is joined to God by the subconscious mind. And the conscious mind now all of that is mind. See, one is joined to the other. You understand? And I just started in the book. I said in the book that there was no such thing as a subconscious mind.
Now let's look at that.
And I further stated in the book that the modern philosophical psychologists were not able to distinguish or draw a line of distinction between the difference between the subconscious mind and the universal mind and the conscious mind and the subconscious. They were not able to draw a line of distinction between them.
Well, but did you ever have the book?
But now I can.
See?
Now here's how I draw it up.
You see?
Now I call this.
This. According to the time. I call this a court of alcohol. You see the law?
And then I call,
so the people by saying to you, the mind drawn like to you, the line drawn like to you, this is out of court, that's this part here. Enter the door, you've got the horse. Then the veil is divided between the horse and the horse. Now this is the title. No, you're not the true part of it, the devil of the Holy Spirit. So that's mercy. Your body, you are made in the likeness and image of God. Now this is the spirit of you. This is the soul in you. Your life and this whole thing, the output, is the body. You see? And it's divided between the veil that divides the Holy Spirit and the Most Holy Spirit. And the veil is divided the door in the outer court. In you. You understand? So then I'm showing you the line of distinction. You see? And saying there is no such thing as a church that is not. And it's not a universal mind either. I didn't say that then, I'm saying it now. And I did say that God is not mine. See? God is spirit. And the difference between spirit and mind here is one is more, they said this. They said more equilibrium. The subconscious was more equilibrium than the conscious mind. Well, God is more ethereal, more spiritual than you. And you understand what I'm talking about in any of that. Well, since he is the source when everything's done. Now, if there was any subconscious mind, he's got me off on a ramification. If there was any such thing as a subconscious mind, and a conscious mind, you understand, and a universal mind, or anything else, everything comes from spirit, but certainly everything did not come from mind. Right. God is not mind.
You see? God doesn't change. Don't you change your mind?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you should.
When you discover you're wrong, you just should change. Because God has never been wrong to make any changes. Is that right?
Yeah. You understand?
But this is spiritual.